Post News Radio.
The views. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
October 2nd, 2011. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda Kent, and we have a special guest with us today, and that would be Connie Grenells, I believe is how it's pronounced. And so, we want you to join us in the studio or the chat room. Well, I guess you're not going to join us in the studio. I guess we've got people in the studio.
Yeah,
but
we're pretty full here.
I guess they could join us in the chat room. And then we've got Bob operating the boards over here. So this is 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. And if you want to get into the chat room, it's KCNR1460.com. And, you know, your country, your children, your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch and do something? Start by educating yourself on the issues. Talk to your neighbors. Go to meetings. Check out the website and see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big out-of-control government. If you'd like to ask questions or just talk about what's on your mind, please feel free to call in. That's what free speech is all about. We are here to debate the answers to the hard questions. Remember, the phone number is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at KCNR1460. Just a couple of reminders. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview Destiny Fellowship. And, you know, every Monday night at 6 p.m., without fail, we're there. Make sure that you listen to We the People Radio 8 to 10 a.m. Sunday mornings, or go to and also go to ReadingTeaParty.com for more information. Remember, the Tea Party stands for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. I just want to let Chad Raposa know out there that we're praying for you, Chad, and I hope you're getting better. Our first quote is, "Each man stands with his face in the light of his own drawn sword, ready to do what a hero can." And that's from Elizabeth Barrett Browning. So, with that, tonight our special guest, Connie Grenells, she's the chair of Big Bike Weekend, and they are the group responsible for bringing the wall to Reading. Maybe you can start to tell us something about yourself, Connie, and your organization, and what you guys are doing.
All righty. Big Bike Weekend is a nonprofit corporation, and we acquired the event called Big Bike Weekend from the city of Reading back in 2007. Back in 2004, I had the privilege of working with Lee Craig and Point Man of Northern California, where we brought the American Veterans Traveling Tribute, the 80%, the largest replica with the Vietnam Memorial Wall to Reading, and it was a great gift to the community then. And now that I'm involved in Big Bike Weekend, and in speaking with Fred Salanti with Missing in America Project, we thought it would be a great opportunity to once again bring this exhibit back to Reading, and then also bring in all of these new exhibits that have never been here before.
You want to tell us a little bit about the new exhibits that's coming with the wall?
Sure. The new parts are the Constitution. We also have exhibits that honor those who lost their lives in 9/11 in Fort Hood. We have a gold tag memorial, and this is the only one of a traveling exhibit of this type meaning everyone who has lost their lives post 9/11 is being memorialized there. And we also have some other interesting features. The Korean War wall is there, not the wall, excuse me, but pictures and the storyline of Vietnam, of course, and the keynote is the 80% traveling wall. We're looking forward to having all the school children there.
They're coming on Friday, correct? Down at the Civic Center is where this is going to be displayed?
Yes. Tom Armolino, the superintendent of Shasta County Office of Education, he was able to help us in getting the word out to the schools. And so we have some field trips and some students that are planning on being there, and we're really looking forward to that, that they are making this part of their curriculum.
Okay, you want to tell the people, I believe it's October 6th through the 9th. At the Civic Center, is that correct?
That's correct. We set up the wall on October the 6th. If anybody wants to come out, we will need to, we need volunteers and we need hands on deck. The more the merrier. And we will be erecting the wall at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. It will officially be open to the public at noon on Thursday, October the 6th, where it will remain open 24 hours a day until we take it down on October the 9th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And you need volunteers to set up, and what other aspects of the event do you need help with?
We need volunteers to help with teardown. We need volunteers to help with manning the computers. We will have two name-finding computers that will be there. We need some volunteers who might want to help with the students and with some of the assisted living facility folks that are going to be visiting the site. Because, you know, that wall, that the grass at the Civic can get very soggy, especially if we have this rain that's expected this week.
Okay, and if they want to volunteer, how do they get a hold of you, or do they get a hold of Fred, or both? Or
if they would like to volunteer, please call me on my cell at 941-9278. Again, that's 941-9278, and we would love to have anybody and everybody help with this project.
That's great. Now, from my understanding from Fred, they're serving meals down there during this time. I believe they're free to all vets. Is that correct?
That is correct. Missing in America Project, along with the wonderful people with Walmart Heart, are not only feeding, but they are going to be providing meals, three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner throughout the time that the wall is going to be up. And that offer is also for the police officers and for firemen. Everybody who is honored in that exhibit is we want to take care of them, and we want to feed them.
That's great. I know Fred does a wonderful job with any project he puts together. He's a very busy man.
Oh, my goodness, he is. He is. Now, Fred, the Missing in America Project, and Fred, they will be actually doing the formal escort of the wall on Wednesday afternoon about 3:30, and then we'll take it from there to, immediately to the convention center and then for the erection on Thursday.
Okay. You want to also tell us about some of the events that you got going for Big Bike Weekend, too?
Absolutely. The event itself starts on October the 7th and runs through October the 9th. The majority of the events will be on Hilltop Drive. We have the Airborne Ranger 2 monster truck rides, and those I'm looking forward to that one. And it's not just a regular monster truck ride, but this is the world's first wheelchair-accessible monster truck ride. So if you have a disability, doesn't mean that you can't go out there and have some fun.
Oh, wow. That's way cool.
So you can actually get these guys and girls in the truck, and they drive around in the monster truck and go over the Humpty-Doos. And
they go in the monster truck. I've not seen it, but, you know, that thing is pretty big.
I was going to say, you might have a crane to get somebody in there or something. Those things are high off the ground.
Oh, they are. We're really excited. And these wonderful folks are doing this for free to help the community.
Good. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But I also wanted to recognize, too, Shelley at Tobacco and Brew. She is going to be doing a cigar party on Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30. And your $5 donation for a cigar is also going to help fund the Cost of Freedom exhibit.
Oh, that's great. So everybody needs to go down and at least purchase a couple cigars from her down there.
I will be purchasing a couple cigars down there.
I don't smoke, but I might buy one anyway.
Yeah, because it's my understanding that you guys are still in need of help financially with this exhibit. Is that correct?
That is. It is a very costly proposition. It's almost $10,000 to bring this to Reading and to the community. And we fell a little bit short, so we have to physically hand them the last payment when they're here in a few days.
Okay, if they don't want to buy any cigars and donate that way, how else could they get some money to you guys for the project?
If you want to stop by there and you want to make a donation at the MIAP Walmart trailer, you can do that. We will also have some beautiful shirts that will be available for sale. And so anything helps. Everything helps.
Do you have an address where they might be able to send donate?
Our website?
Sure, your website would be great. Or they can go to any Bank of Commerce Reading location and make a donation. The check should be made payable to Missing in America Project.
All right. That sounds good. So anybody out there that wants to help these people out financially with this exhibit, please do so.
Very good. Very good. I'm not sure. I think we're getting pretty close to a break here, so we'll be coming back here in a minute with Sovereign Mind Radio. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Reading Chamber of Commerce invites you to attend the 2011 Big Bike Weekend Business After Hours Mixer. Sample fine cuisine from five area restaurants and help us kick off Big Bike Weekend. The event will be held from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Thursday, October 6, 2011. Advance tickets are $7 per person or $10 at the door and are available at the Chamber office located at 747 Auditorium Drive or by calling 225-4433, extension 100.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This year, Big Bike Weekend is coming back to Hilltop Drive. That's right, Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. 3 big days up and down Hilltop. 2 of the larger events are still at the Convention Center, the Police Motor Competition, and the Cost of Freedom exhibit. But everything else is back on Hilltop Drive from October 7th through the 9th. For more information, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods.
Welcome back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. Yeah, we would like to thank our guest, Connie. She had to go, so she's out of here. But, we wanted to make sure that everybody knew about that upcoming event with the wall and so forth. And also that you can go to BigBikeWeekend.com and also, I believe, donate there or get a hold of them.
Yeah,
that
I believe
way as
so
well.
That you can donate at the website there. It'll tell you how you can do that if you want to help out financially with this project.
And, again, you can call Connie at 941 1-800-289-2278 if you want to volunteer, and you know, she'll put you to work.
Right, and I wanted to let everybody know out there too. I believe the event is all free for veterans, and their food is free, and I wanted to make sure that that word got out to all those vets out there.
Yeah, so if you're a vet and you need to come by and get a hot meal and enjoy yourself, come on by, because I think it'll have a good time, and we'll honor the people that are in the wall. So, anyway, I have some headlines now, of course, being the person that I am, a glutton for punishment. What I've got here is, the first headline is, the Fed wants you to beg for QE3. Okay, and I got this from Zero Hedge on September 27th. And I'll tell you, I thought this was a great article. You know, it talks about the psychological effects of the Dow are undeniable. When an average investor or even consumer sees green, life is good, even if every other indicator in the economy clearly says otherwise. For the common Dow lemming, green supplants reason, mathematics, instinct, and blatant logic. If mushroom clouds came in that particular shade of bull market green, nuclear holocaust would be welcomed with beers, barbecue, and jubilee. Green in the dollar index is no different. Many market joyriders and MSM parrots decree victory for team dollar without even a remedial understanding of the implications of dollar strength being measured against multiple faltering currencies across the globe. Just because the euro, for instance, is as nearly as
I'm glad I'm not the only one that has problems sometimes with words.
Superfluous is how it's spelled.
Superfluous?
That's it. Thank you very good. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
One of our favorite words in radio.
Yeah, I just couldn't quite get that one to come out. So I'm not even going to try again. For instance, in the nearly as what Bob said, as the greenback, this does not mean the dollar is a stable or healthy currency by default. Basically, he's saying that, you know, they're both, you know, having some big issues. And it says, obviously, QE1 and QE2 accomplish nothing. The bailouts and the TARP and TARP accomplish nothing. The ongoing U.S. bailout of the EU, European Union, at the American people's expense continue to accomplish nothing. All we have received for trillions upon trillions of inflationary dollars created has been a few years of static 20% real unemployment, higher food and energy prices, an endless imploding housing market, virtually bankrupt states and municipalities, and the first ever downgrade of the U.S. credit rating in history. Oh, and a wonderfully fake bull run in the Dow, which I suppose makes up for all the previously listed annoyances, at least until recently.
So QE3 is going to make this all different, right?
Yeah, and what he's talking about here is this psychological thing, is that, you know, they want you to beg for the poison is what it comes down to, because if they stopped QE2 and the market starts to implode, it looks like it's not their fault.
Okay. Oh.
And so then it's going to be, oh, please. You know,
poison me some more.
Yeah, start printing more money, because that's the only thing that will solve this problem. So this is a psychological deal. And in past articles, he says, I have pointed out that if the investment community ever caught even the slightest inkling that the Fed might end stimulus measures and let the market stand on their own, they would jump ship and the Dow would collapse back to levels seen in 2008 or worse. Well, with the highly inconclusive and vaporous announcement of Operation Twist, a program designed to sell short-term treasuries in exchange for long-term treasuries? What? Really? Okay. The Fed just sent a message. One might wonder, especially after the U.S. lost its AAA credit rating, why the Fed would bother to hesitate to announce QE3 and keep the markets plugging away. They've never had any qualms about revving up the printing presses before, so why change now? The answer? Sometimes there is an advantage in allowing the markets to bleed red, too. And he lists some reasons why.
I was going to say, so we can beg for the poison and it'll make everything better, correct? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, the first one he lists is stimulus ignoramus. Though most Americans now understand the basics of bailout and quantitative easings, including many of the risks, most still think that that these programs are somehow limited or exclusive. In reality, there is no QE1, QE2, TARP, etc. These programs... These are not separate stimulus efforts and have actually started and concluded independent of one another. They are all In other words, he's saying they never really stopped. They are all a part of one long fiat injection into our economy that never ended. The insanity is the large percentage of investors that actually believe, because Bernanke did not announce QE3, that there's no stimulus going on today.
So they never stop printing the money. They just put it maybe at a slower pace.
Well, what he said, the next line is, the Fed is always creating fiat. Some of it is reported, most of it is not. Ask yourself this. Are interest rates still at near zero? If the answer is yes, then the fiat still flows. The Fed has allowed the public to assume that injections have ceased, even though they certainly have not.
Ah.
So, I really think this article really nails this. The next part of the article is stimulus impotent. Even before the S&P downgrade, the markets had begun to strain and tremble. In any Keynesian inflationary effort on the part of the government, in any effort that's a Keynesian inflationary effort, there comes a point at which the force of debt and the force of fiat reaches a climactic peak. From then on, even the illusion of stability becomes impossible, and both centers of gravity tear upon one another and spiral out of control. The Fed knew full well this point had been reached, and so reversing its rhetoric to give the impression that it was stepping back. Actually, the markets will deteriorate despite any Fed intervention from now on. Stimulus at this juncture will only serve to keep the government functional, though Treasury purchases through Treasury purchases while the rest of the system collapses. This is what has happened in Weimar, Argentina, and to some extent Russia after the Soviet breakdown. Cleverly, the Federal Reserve covered its own tracks by making it appear that the inevitable Dow disintegration was somehow caused by the lack of QE.
Oh. So let's just keep it going, and, you know, if we keep printing more money out there, then life is going to be good for all of us, and we won't have any domino effect or anything, is that?
It's not our fault.
Oh, it's not our fault.
We didn't do it. It's the Tea Party's fault.
Yeah, it's all the Tea Party's fault.
It's the Tea Party's fault. Yeah, fault. That was fault, guys. Sorry about that. But you understand what they're doing. This is all psychological warfare. I mean, it's just like Maxine Waters saying that the Tea Party, I don't know, what was the last one? The terrorists or what were we? Racist?
We're racist.
She said the Tea Party can go straight to hell or something to that effect.
Yeah, something to that effect. So you know, it's like, really? So you guys cause the problem. We try to stop the problem, try to stop you from keep raising this debt ceiling to the point of stupidity so the economy doesn't collapse. But it's our fault? Really? Okay.
Well, of course.
Yeah, okay. So you know, there's a couple more headlines in this article, which are great. The dollar primacy nostalgia and trade war blitzkrieg. But at the bottom, I really like this part. Thinning the commodity herd. It's funny, but every time there is a pullback in commodities like gold and silver, the same people come out of the woodwork to announce the death of precious metals. Metals then, of course, make an astonishing comeback despite all odds. And then these men disappear into their respective hovels. The reason they always get it wrong is simple. They aren't capable of looking at the big picture, and few, if any, have memories of that go past last week. Firstly, in an economy at the utter edge of disaster, commodities are invariably erratic. Expect to see a 10% swing in gold and silver up or down constantly from here on out. I had somebody explain it to me that it's like a top. When you throw a top, you know, the old tops when we were kids,
right.
You know, you wind the string up around the top.
They spin really fast
and they stand on the point until they slow down their inertia, and then they wobble out of control before they slide off. Before they totally collapse. Well, we're in the first stages of wobble right now. And so that's why you're seeing everything so volatile, because this thing's ready to go down here. So another element that is unfortunately deeply ingrained in the EFT, that's the electronic traded funds markets, which are entirely fraudulent and not representative of true physical metal values. However, get some perspective here. Since the 2008 Dow drop, silver hit lows between 11 and 13. Today, after a severe drop, it still hovers, near $30. That's a pretty big difference, and the difference is due to the dollar devaluation. Weak hands will buckle. The cheap silver and gold will be snapped up by smarter buyers, Asian investors, and central banks most likely. Metals will climb back up into the mid-30s. QE3 will be announced eventually, and from there, the sky is the limit. In the meantime, the Fed has just deprived a few more people of their sound money. Silver at 30, gold at 16, that's called a buying opportunity, folks, not a last chance to sell. So, it's unbelievable. These guys, resist the Fed makes the heart, fear makes the heart grow fonder is the next part of this article. Resistance to the Fed liquidity measures has been substantial. So we'll come back and I'll read the rest of the article here in a minute. We got to go to a break here, but is this just crazy stuff
this
or what?
This is just insane. What these guys are doing, and so many of the people out there don't have the education or the knowledge of this.
Yeah, they don't even know how to find out to get information other than, Fox or CNN, in good grief. There's only one person that talks about it on Fox at all is Napolitano.
Yeah.
And so it's really funny how, the media is controlled so much it's absolutely off the charts ridiculous. You can't get any of this stuff. So anyway, I think with that, we're about ready to go to a break. So this is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be back in a minute.
Did you know my name? If I saw you in heaven, would it be the same? If I saw you in heaven,
yeah.
Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Freedom is the only.
Back. This is Sovereign Minds Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, 1460 KCNR. And we're back in the studio here, and we're talking about stuff. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the Fed. We're talking about Big Bike Weekend and the wall coming to town. We're talking about all kinds of stuff here. So, and I'm in the studio here with Bob and my sister Linda. So, anyway, we've got a little bit more of this article. We'll go on. I wanted to acknowledge who on the chat room, though, and he's exactly correct, and he left a link to go to. You know, basically they raised the margin calls in this slam. This is a big slam to push silver and gold down, mostly silver, because they don't want it to look like there's an inflationary problem here, as well as the fact that J.P. Morgan is short. You know, has shorted the market to the point of ridiculously stupid. it's really bad. So
yeah, I was just looking at this one article. It says that they've temporarily suspended silver coin sales for some particular kinds of collective.
Yeah, that actually.
Coins. So yeah. That makes you really wonder when they stopped the printing on that or minting of that.
Well, what's interesting about that particular article you're looking at is titled "Want Silver Too Bad." Is the fact is that you know, they had the suspension price of 1 ounce of the 2011 uncirculated American Silver Eagle was $60.45. So thinking about that, the American government was setting up to sell these eagles for $60.45. Do you think maybe they thought the price was going up?
No.
And now they suspended selling them because the price got slammed down by J.P. Morgan and company and the market and whatever you want to call it, however it happened, you know, margin calls and so forth. So, wow. Do they think they might expect it to go back up to 60 and that's the reason they might have suspended selling them?
Just maybe.
It could be.
Ooh.
I smell a conspiracy. Like they said on the Saturday Night Live, that one I think was, it's a C-O-N, and then they look at each other because they can't spell spiracy.
Spiracy.
It's a C-O-N spiracy. Yeah, so let's get back to the article here. Fear makes the heart grow fonder. Resistance to Fed liquidity measures have been substantial. 3 years ago, no one knew what the Federal Reserve was or even cared. Now most Americans are at least aware of its existence and not really enamored of its purpose. The latest turndown in the markets, as well as the seemingly Fed indecision, I believe, not only signals the next aggressive leg down in the ongoing collapse of the U.S. economy, but also very deliberate strategy on the part of the central banking elite to drive the public towards a consensus desire for further intervention. That is to say, the Fed wants us to beg for more QE instead of fighting against it. In other words, instead of getting this thing over with and dealing with reality, they want to keep kicking the can down the road because they're afraid of the for whatever reason, you know, whether they get control of it or not, it's out of control. They can't control of it. You know, they don't want to face the music, and this is going to the
farther. And it gets more people, you know, reliant on the government, and the further they kick the can down the road.
That's a very good point. And, gee, do you think they want everybody reliant on the government so that, you know, when the time comes with, gee, I want to vote for freedom, or no, or, gee, I want to vote for the total government control so I can get my food stamps. Which way do you think they're going to vote if everybody's depending on them?
Yeah, they owe me.
Yeah. So, let me keep going with the article here. There is quite a bit of practicality to this tactic. If we demand stimulus measures out of fear just to slow the Dow from hemorrhaging, then the Fed is able to deflect most of the blame when such measures eventually go awry. The American people become the cause of the dollar destruction instead of the Fed, and this blame will permeate into international opinions and worldviews. Make no mistake, QE3 is the end of the line. It will be announced or at least quietly enacted. At this time, our government is operating upon fumes of Fed fiat and nothing more. Without it, the lights go out. The only tool that exists or ever existed for the government to influence the appearance of the economy is fiat creation through the Fed. Whether we ask for it or not, This tool will be utilized. They would just prefer that we went along with the program willingly. You know, gee, they don't want to catch the blame here. They want us to walk. It's like that commercial where your stockbroker thinks you're all a bunch of kids with no brains, you know, and they're all walking down. That's what they want. They want everybody walking down the sidewalk with blue eyes that look the same and they're all the same hair color.
Right,
yeah.
And make us not just fear but feel guilty about what's happening with our economy.
Oh, yeah, we should feel guilty that these guys have been counterfeiting money and ruining the economy for the last 100 years. Oh, Oh, boy, I feel really guilty about that. Okay, so moving right along, you know, I think my guilt is starting to turn into mad, and I think that's what they don't want. They don't want the American public out there outraged over this fact that these guys have been manipulating the currency and stoking up the government, and there's a bunch of responsible people up there on Capitol Hill as well.
Yeah, they don't want the truth to come out.
Yeah, that would be bad. Oh, yeah, we wouldn't want the truth so we'd know who was manipulating the economy. Holy cow, that would just be bad. Okay, keep going here. We cannot forget that the Fed is a haven from open proponents of globalism. The eventual goal of central banks has always revolved around a weakening of the U.S. system for the sake of harmonization. This project extends with the debasement of the dollar and its loss of its world reserve status to a basket of currencies represented by the IMF's SDR. Okay? For this end to be reached, the Fed must continue liquidity measures like QE. We don't need to ask for it. Nor should we ask for it. Okay? They will certainly pursue QE3 regardless. The trick to winning the game is refusing to participate, or at least refusing to play by their rules. So, in other words, if you've got all your money and you're dependent on the government, or all your money's in dollars or the stock market, guess what's going to happen? If this is the last ditch effort to stop the economy from collapsing because of a hyperinflation and a market crash, do you think you want to be out there holding precious metals that have intrinsic value in themselves and aren't dependent on any other instrument to hold their value? Or do you want to be in dollars and in stock that have been inflated to the point of stupidity?
I'm taking the precious metals myself.
I know it's a trick question. You know, stocks and devaluing stocks in dollars or precious metals that are going up because they can't keep them down. You know, I'm not sure about this one. We should have a Jeopardy music going on. Dun, dun, dun. You know, I mean, come on, guys.
Precious metals, 200.
Yeah, I'll take precious metals for 16,000, Alex. So anyway, you know, that's kind of the deal here, guys. We got to get on with the fact that we have to understand what's going on. Now, I have another story here. This is from the economiccollapse.blog, and this was on September 30th. And it's titled, The Prophets of Doom, 12 Shocking Quotes from Insiders About the Horrific Economic Crisis That's Almost Here. Wow. You know, of course, there's nothing wrong out there. Just keep watching Fox TV and the football game, and don't worry.
And worry about which celebrities divorcing which celebrity and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I don't know. Anyway, so here's one. Number one, George Soros. Financial markets are driving the world towards another Great Depression with incalculable political... Boy, I'm tongue-tied. Incalculable political consequences.
I think I said that. You might have to get Bob on there to read for you.
Man, I need some more water or something. The authorities, particularly in Europe, have lost control of the situation. Okay, that's George Soros. Then we got PIMCO CEO Mohamed El Arian. Okay, this is one of the biggest hedge funds in the world. These are all signs of institutional run on French banks. If it persists, the banks will have no choice but to deliver their balance sheets in a very drastic and disorderly fashion. Retail depositors would get edgy and be tempted to follow the trading and institutional clients through the exit doors. Do you understand what a run on a bank is? Do you remember, you know, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart? You know, where they all wanted their deposits, and he was like, well, you know, I'll give you like 25 cents on your $100 if that's okay. You know, but, you know, this is not, you know, but Jimmy Stewart's not behind the counter this time.
So you don't even get the 25 cents on the dollar. Yeah, you get nothing.
No, who's the old man Potter? I think old man Potter's running the bank now. Okay. So you know, so there, Europe would thus, and I'm still in the quote here, Europe would thus be thrown into a full-blown banking crisis that aggravates the sovereign debt trap, renders certain other economic recession, and significantly worsens the outlook for the global economy.
Yeah, how long is that going to take to actually hit us over here with the domino effect, I wonder?
it's not going to take long at all. And, you know, this is coming, guys. You know, this is coming. I mean, what's the answer? What's the solutions? Prepare, 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 prepare. Come on. You got to be preparing out there. You know, moving your money, doing what you got to do. Get some food, stock up. You know, here's what we got to do. You know, I mean, you know, Liz says, you know, B of A is probably going to be the next Lehman. I think, you know, I think that's right. I think B of A is right on the edge of it. So, so it looks like the chat room's starting to go off here a little bit.
Yeah, B of A, you know, had problems with their computers for the last couple of days. Just, you know, it was a coincidence that, you know, after they started charging $5 for transaction fees and
was
stuff.
Was that before or after the 10,000-person layoff? I'm not sure. I don't think they're not in trouble, though. It's all
no,
good.
No, they're all you know, up on board on that.
Yeah,
truthful.
Don't worry. Mr. Potter will give you all your money back.
Yeah, he has insurance. He's FDIC.
Yeah, FDIC. That's so that the bankers don't go out of business. Yeah, everybody thinks FDIC is for them. No, it's for the banks, because then the banks can make really bad loans, and if they fail and they crash the banks, the feds will bail them out.
Yeah, just call Freddie and Fannie.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Freddie and Fannie. Freddie, Fannie, and Frankie. Who's the other guy? Freddie. It sounds like a children's rhyme. Freddie, Fannie, Frankie, and Dodd.
Say that five times.
New comedy team on Capitol Hill.
That's right. It's like winking, blinking, and nod or something. Now it's Freddie, Fannie, try to say that fast. Freddie, Fannie, Farkle, Dodd. So, with that, I think we have to go to a break. KCNR, 1460, Free Fire, Sovereign Mind Radio. This year, Big Bike Weekend is coming back to Hilltop Drive. That's right, Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. 3 big days up and down Hilltop. 2 of the larger events are still at the Convention Center, the Police Motor Competition, and the Cost of Freedom exhibit. But everything else is back on Hilltop Drive from October 7th through the 9th. For more information, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront, helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce invites you to attend the 2011 Big Bike Weekend Business After Hours Mixer. Sample fine cuisine from 5 area restaurants and help us kick off Big Bike Weekend. The event will be held from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Thursday, October 6, 2011. Advance tickets are $7 per person or $10 at the door and are available at the Chamber office located at 747 Auditorium Drive or by calling 225-4433, extension 100.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Back. Just another brick in the wall. Yeah, absolutely. This is Sovereign Minds, Free Fire Media, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Anyway, KCNR, 1460. I think I'll get it right this time. Let's try it all over from the top. How about this is Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460, Sovereign Mind Radio. Is that better?
That's much better.
Oh, okay.
I think you got it that time.
Okay, I just have to keep
forgot the phone number,
now.
But that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Should I say that again? No. Should we start from the top?
The hotline is open at 605-4567.
So what you need to do is Bob needs to put his hand up on one side of the mic so he looks like Gary Owens from Laughing. You know, it sounded just like him.
I do look like Gary Owens.
For the people that remember the Laughing. Us old people.
Yeah, us old people remember that.
Okay, so you got an article
there. Yeah, I've got an article here from Wealth Cycles. And the headline is "The Noose Tightening Around Gold." And what it says is, as most of our WealthCycles.com readers know, governments don't like gold. You could make even a broader statement and say that governments don't like anything that competes with their control.
And their control being fiat currency.
Fiat currency.
Mm.
Throughout the centuries, gold has been the ultimate rebel against governments.
Wow. Isn't that
That's a very strong statement.
That's an interesting perspective, you know. Anyway, I think we have Terry on the line. Are you out there, Terry? How you doing?
I am, buddy. How you guys doing?
The fun never stops. You know that.
Good show. You guys are good together.
Thanks.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is that I'm one of those people who understand about preparing and having precious metals, having a little bit of gasoline, having the things that we need to have as far as being prepared for what's coming down the pike. But since we all don't know the time, how do I explain to the 700 people I went to church with today, what it is? Do we make a run on the banks tomorrow? Do we all pull the cash out? What do we do? What's a good balance for all of this at this point?
I would be systematically putting a plan together and implementing the plan as quickly as possible. We don't know if this is going to happen. We don't know if old man Potter is going to close the bank tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks, or 6 months from now. So, you know, to try to time that is irresponsible. The fact is that we know this is happening. So it's, and the biggest problem is convincing somebody that we know this is happening and here are the facts.
Sure. I think most people think that and believe that, but you know, they still have PG&E bills, they still have telephone bills, they still have doctor bills, they still have different bills they have. So what kind of balance can we offer people that is going to be something that makes some sense rather than something that's one extreme or the other?
I think food would be the first thing I would worry about.
Okay.
Having 6 months to a year's worth of food.
Good.
And I would go to the store, and every time I went to the store, if I could double up on one thing if I'm really running a tight budget, just double up on flour, double up on pancake flour, double up on rice or beans or something.
Yeah, if they go to the store and they watch the price of some weeks, like chili beans will be on sell or down in price and coffee will be up. So if you pay attention, you can stock up on certain items at a lower price and get more of it, so in the future that you have it on hand.
Well, and as we're in an inflationary cycle too, it has to go up, especially if they come back with QE3. See, so right now it's the in an inflationary environment, you always pay your bills and extend them out as far as you possibly can because the money's worth less by the time you pay them, and you always want to get rid of the fiat dollars as quickly as they come into your possession almost. You know, obviously you have to use your head and some common sense and some balance, but this has to be systematic depending on your financial situation. You there?
That's great. Yeah.
That was a pregnant
pause. No,
that's
good. I mean, you know, that's really good. So... Well, people on a balance as far as what they should do. I mean, you know, as you know, I'm a proponent for stocking up and putting stuff away and understanding what we're going through. But the main thing is that the average person out there, should they be looking down the road here at maybe keeping their ear to the ground a little more? That's what it kind of sounds like to me. They need to be a little more informed is what it sounds like to me. That's the That's the big gig here.
Yeah, you're right. That's where it starts. It really starts with getting involved, understanding what's going on. Don't bury your head in the TV and, you know, the proverbial sandbox like the ostrich, you know, because you got to see what's going on here. And it doesn't take a whole lot of homework. It's like that first part of that article on the first one I read about how, you know, what he's talking about is that people were unaware of the Fed 3 years ago, and now they're starting to become aware of the Fed. You know, we have to understand what's going on in order to be free and live in a free society. You know, ignorance and freedom do not coexist. And, I mean, that's
absolutely
Thomas Jefferson.
Well put.
So we have to get back to, you know, I'm telling you, I think everybody should just shoot a hole in the TV, quite frankly, at this point, especially when the news is on, because it's getting to the point where there's more disinformation than there is information. So they don't tell you anything about what's going on in the finances, really. They don't tell you about, I mean, it's the flavor of the day about half the time.
Yeah, it seems like they're getting worse and worse on the regular media as far as getting the disinformation out, you know, and not giving the truth to the people.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, the thing that comes to mind is the Herman Cain. I got nothing against Herman Cain. The guy might be a great guy, but they promote him as the Tea Party candidate today. I'm listening on Fox. The Tea Party candidate. When did he become the Tea Party candidate?
I thought that the Tea Party didn't have any candidates.
Exactly.
I know that
exactly.
for a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. You know, it's just like the Tea Party's ineffective, but apparently we're getting blamed for everything. So.
Well, yeah, we're ineffectively effective.
The media keeps anointing different Tea Party candidates.
Yeah, it's the flavor of the
week.
First
it was Michelle Bachmann.
Right. Yeah, now it's Herman Cain. Yeah. Only I got a little problem with Herman. He used to be, you know, chairman of the Federal Reserve. Not
in
the
Kansas.
New York one. Yeah,
uh-huh.
In Kansas City. I mean, mm-hmm. So right away, I'm having a trust issue. And, you know, but we don't talk about that. We talk about him as being a businessman who had a chain of pizza parlors or something. You know, I want to know. I don't want to know just bits and pieces that sound good. I want to know the whole thing. So anyway, that's kind of the deal on the media. Yeah. So with that, I mean, the next thing that everybody can do, get out to a Tea Party meeting, show up at the Survival and Preparedness group, and we'll start getting them clued in on what to do. I mean, you know, canning, we've got multiple programs for people to understand cheap ways to get prepared.
You know, what's really funny, too, is that you talk about canning and preparing and all that sort of stuff. I mean, there are people in the United States that have been doing that for years and understanding this. And the thing is that people just have to be more aware and more self-reliant. I mean, that's the real key here. Right? You know, self-reliancy. You know, understanding that this is up to you, for you to take care of your kids and your grandkids and to teach them how to be self-reliant, how to grow their vegetables, how to do different things to where we're taking care of our own needs and not relying on the government.
Yeah, and how can you lose with that if, you know, you're taking care of yourself and your grandkids and you're stocking
Absolutely.
Up? You know, how can you go wrong if it doesn't happen? It doesn't, but you got the food there,
just,
you know?
Well, just Absolutely. Think about that. If everybody in the country was more self-reliant, boy, that would be a really bad thing,
You know,
right?
And that's really where we need to go with this thing, is to understand that you need to be more aware and more self-reliant and not rely on the government or rely on someone else, but rely on yourself.
Absolutely.
I mean, Christ taught us that.
Right.
That we should be helping other people and not be in a position to where we need the help.
Well, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Listen, Terry, we're running out of time, so I got to let
right,
you go.
Friend.
We'll see you tomorrow and at the Bonneview Baptist.
Great show, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're getting towards the end of the show. You guys need to start becoming aware, and you need to start preparing.
Charles has a quick question here on the phone.
Charles, we're going to have to get you next week. What's the question real quick, Charles? Hurry up.
Well, we also, it's also important to watch out for what some local politicians try to do. For instance, the city of Chico recently made it illegal for most people to use their fireplaces at home. And
I mean, how insane is that? Yeah.
They'll try different things to actually make it a crime to be self-sufficient. So
that's why
you have
people
to,
need to get
go
off
to your
the
local
couch.
Politics
yeah, start getting
and,
involved. Yeah, the Board of
be
Supervisors.
Be ready to intercept this garbage.
Absolutely. Go to the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday. Go to
the City Council meetings.
Listen, I got to let you go,
a full
Charles.
Full plate Tuesday.
Absolutely, Charles. Listen, I got to let you go. Call in a little earlier next week, and I'll get you on for some more time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Charles.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I'm not sure how much time we got left, but we're running short. About a minute. I want to get a couple quotes in. Here's the quote. This is, "This nation will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave." That's Elmer Davis. And here's another one. "Where liberty dwells, there is my country." Benjamin Franklin. "Government is not reason, is not eloquence, it is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." George Washington. We need to start wising up here, guys, and quit listening to the mainstream media and start relying on ourselves to protect ourselves and our families.
And to keep our freedoms.
That's right, and keep our freedom. Get involved, get smart, and start doing something. With that, I think we're coming to the end of the show here, so we'll hopefully see you next week. Hopefully we'll see you at the Reading Tea Party meetings, 6 p.m., Bonnie View Baptist, 2570. This is KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media, 1460.com, Sovereign Mind Radio.
Mark, it has been a blast working with you and your sister tonight, and maybe we can do it again sometime.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Totally appreciate it. We want to thank Connie Grenells for coming in as well.
And don't forget, We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 here on AM 1460, KCNR. And Mark, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Bob. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice?